Welcome, beautiful soul, to the Stars Are Calling You podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Lelantieri, an ITA energy medicine practitioner, holistic counselor, intuitive empath, and spiritual writer, here to bridge the gap between science and spirituality. In this space, we deep dive every week into topics designed to help you align with your true and highest self, raise your frequency and vibration, learn the tools to help you self-heal, rewire your subconscious mind, transform your mindsets, and co-create the life of your dreams. I believe the stars have called you to this podcast for a reason. Let's dive in and find out why. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome or welcome back to the Stars Are Calling You podcast. How are you doing on whatever day, morning, evening, afternoon? Take a moment to really just check in with yourself. How are you doing? How are you feeling in your body? How are you feeling in your mind? How are you feeling within your energy, your internal energy, the energy of your environment? How are you doing right now? It is so important to offer ourselves the opportunity to see where we are in the present moment. So take a second, maybe even pause the episode and feel into that. Now, this topic is one that hits so deep for me because of the work that I do, but also because of my own journey that I'm on, my own self-development journey. And it's this idea of breaking the myth of linear healing and instead embracing the cyclical nature of growth and development. This is actually something that a client and I were discussing at length in one of the sessions, and she actually told me, you should make a podcast episode that, and I wish I recorded what you said because it was so good. And I just kind of sat there and I was like, you know what? You're totally right. I should reflect on this topic more and create a podcast about it because it's something that has completely transformed the way I look at my own healing journey and then also how I help clients reframe the journey that they are on as well. Whatever you are moving through at this present moment, whether you're on a really deep healing journey, whether you feel like you've plateaued and you're kind of just vibing, whatever it is that you are looking to experience growth on, kind of bring that up to the forefront of your mind right now and allow this episode to offer you a new perspective of your journey, one that hopefully makes you feel a little more comfortable and maybe even more excited to go on this whole journey of life. So there is this misconception that healing is a linear process, that you were fine and then a trauma happened or a problem occurred and it hurt you in some type of way and then you need to heal from it and that you start healing and then eventually there is this period where you are fully healed and you're done. Now, yes, I believe that healing fully from things is possible. I'm not saying it's not, but this idea of your journey being a linear process is just not true. Your journey is complex and cyclical, and it is designed to have ups and downs and things that feel like regressions. And that is so beautiful. The idea of having a linear healing process makes people scared of going backwards or what they perceive as going backwards. When you regress in some type of way in your personal development journey or on your healing journey, then you feel like you did something wrong. Like, ugh, I thought I healed from this, but I'm back here again. Or I wasn't dealing with these thoughts for a really long time, and all of a sudden these thoughts keep popping up again. And you feel like you climb two steps and you go down one, or you climb three steps and go down two, or maybe even you feel like you climb a step and then you go back down like three steps. And that idea in your head of it being linear, like you're trying to climb out of a hole, it's fake. That's not what healing is at all. It's actually like a circle and or a spiral, so to speak. So you start like more maybe towards the bottom of the spiral and then you cyclically go up and up and up. So from the moment you were born and the moment you die, you are evolving. Even things that feel like setbacks, even things that feel like you messed up, you made a big mistake or a trauma happened and it really hit you hard or you're going through a depressive episode or whatever it is that you may see in your mind as like, oh, I fell back down. Or I was low at that point in my life, you're still evolving. So technically, it is still an outward and upward expansion of your soul and your development, even though you experience things that are uncomfortable, even if you experience things that are hard. There can be a lot of fear and anxiety around regressing when we have this mindset that there's only one way and it's up. So if there's anything I want you to get out of this episode, it's that your journey is allowed to look messy, and it's actually probably designed to look messy. It's going in all different directions, and think of it as like a circle, and then you kind of start from the bottom of the circle and you go all the way up to the top, and you're like, ooh, I healed, I did something. And then maybe you feel yourself going back down that circle, but what you're really doing is you're moving back down that circle to collect more information about yourself, about the world, about your current situation at hand. But every time you swoop back down, it's never as low as it was before, right? Because this is an expanding process. So you are still going in that cyclical motion of a circle, but the bottom of the circle is always getting higher and higher. I hope that makes sense. I will post on my Instagram a picture of what I'm talking about. If you're like, Danielle, what the heck are you talking about? It's cyclical and it's expanding and it's moving upwards. And yes, for our human brains to kind of conceptualize this, we can see it kind of like on a 2D, you know, piece of paper where there is an up and down, but it's not linear. It is completely wonky. If I were to actually try to draw it in some type of like 3D, 4D, 5D shape, it would look absolutely bizarre to the human eye because life is designed that way. A little personal example of this is my self-confidence journey. It's something that I really strive to begin when I was 15 years old. It was when I read the book You Are a Badass by Jen Sincero, and I discovered manifestation and creating your own reality, and I really started on this holistic healing journey. And it was at a point where I just kind of felt like shit about myself. From that point to now, I have gone through so many triumphs and also things that feel like setbacks and failures, but really it was just me finally being ready to face some of the deeper parts of that worthiness wound. So listen, if you tell a child who's, I don't even know, 3, 4 years old, that they're gonna have to pay taxes one day and that the world is a really scary place and there's so many responsibilities they have to do when they're like a kid, they're gonna feel super overwhelmed and probably have anxiety for the rest of their lives. However, you allow kids to just be kids, right? You allow them to go and, you know, prance around a candy store, and you don't tell them about diabetes. You know, you as the parent kind of, you know, make sure they're not just eating candy all day, but you don't tell them about the fears of the world, right? You allow the kids to just be kids, and as they get older, they will naturally learn and you will guide them in maybe some of the more challenging parts of the world or responsibilities that everyone has to deal with, but can sometimes feel challenging or confusing or just plain annoying, right? So keep with this analogy of like a child. Your evolutionary journey is kind of the same thing. So let's say you begin your evolutionary journey and it wouldn't be supportive to you in that very beginning to show you the entire depth of that root cause issue. The entire depth and maybe even all of the past lifetime that this has come up or whatever it may be. No, first you start off small. You show them what's palatable in the moment, right? Your higher self, the universe, whatever you want to call it, is slowly guiding you on this journey. Not even slowly, in within divine timing. And maybe you do see the entire scope of the problem at once and then heal it. But that's not really common. The most common way of going about something is growth and evolution. So you're getting little bits and pieces at a time. So it's like you get shown a little bit of the puzzle and then you work on that puzzle, transmute that puzzle, heal that part of the puzzle. And then consciousness is like, okay, you're ready to see this piece of the puzzle now. And then you go through the exact same thing. So every time something, quote, comes back up again, unquote, it's not you going backwards like, oh, okay, I guess I didn't actually heal from this. It's you going deeper. And here's the tricky part. Stay with me. As you go deeper within yourself, within these wounds, within these aspects of yourself that need healing, the higher you expand. So it's like you start at one point and then you expand in every single direction the more you go on the journey. That doesn't mean that your depth of suffering is going to expand, but it is cyclical in nature and that it is going to have highs and lows. And then you can master out something in this lifetime. That is fully possible. But more often than not, it's something that you're going to be doing until the day you die. You're always going to be evolving as a soul. So when you think of healing as linear, it can set life up to be like you're trying to race to a finish line. Like, I just want to be healed, or I just want to be X, or I just want to be Z. And it prevents you from really embracing the moment you're in. Being a human is freaking messy. There's a lot of emotions. There's a lot of experiences. There's lots of wounds we're healing and things we're designed to do here, contracts that we're here for. It is a convoluted experience. And it doesn't need to be one filled with suffering. And I believe that a way that we can release ourselves from suffering is by releasing limiting beliefs that keep us trapped in paradigms that make us feel like shit about ourselves. Like if we're not healed yet, then we have to go get there faster. Or if we experience, you know, low self-esteem after working decades on your self-esteem, that you are a failure, that you can't believe that you're not over this already. You're not meant to get over things. You're meant to transmute things. And through the process of transmutation, you are going to have highs and lows. You're going to repeat things in a way that allows you to explore it on a deeper level so that you can actually heal it on a deeper level. It's actually designed to be the most beautiful, natural, and expansive thing in this entire world. So almost like embrace your setbacks as an opportunity to go even deeper into your healing and evolutionary journey. What also helps me wrap my head around this concept and how I kind of use it to describe this concept to my clients is seasons, right? Just because nature is revisiting winter does not mean that she has not grown. It does not mean that time and evolution hasn't passed. You go through winter and spring and summer and fall and winter again. You do that within yourself. Within your own evolution, but just because you're in a period of death, like winter, of cold, of lack of sun, of just coming really inwards to yourself and hibernating, doesn't mean that you didn't have an epic freaking harvest in the summer. Doesn't mean that your flowers just didn't bloom. It is through the process of rest in winter that you are actually able to bloom to new degrees in the spring and then have better harvests in the summer. If it was just the heat of summer all the time, nature would not really be able to sustain herself, and so she would die. So in the process of growth and evolution, we need to have times of contraction, regression, restriction in order for us to actually grow and expand to our fullest abundant amount. So what if you viewed all setbacks as really an opportunity to experience deeper self-awareness and integration of lessons that you can evolve and expand? And what if you approach those seasons with so much self-compassion and acceptance for where you are in that present moment that the setbacks no longer cause you suffering? And instead, you just embrace that experience for another aspect of your life as another opportunity to transform, to learn more about yourself, and to actually succeed and reach your goals, whether it's external or whether it's an internal goal. What if you did that? I imagine it would make life feel so much more fun. It would take the pressure off you. And it would allow you to experience periods of growth without such strong periods of suffering. That's what I've experienced myself. And I know it is possible for every single person. It really begins with switching your mindset and expectations about yourself and about the world. Our mind is so freaking powerful. I mean, there's countless studies that show that your perspective creates your reality. Whether you're fully on board with this or not, begin to simply question the expectations and beliefs you have about yourself and about the world. Simply start to question them, and you'll be surprised by the voice that responds to that question. Maybe some things are true. Maybe some things aren't. And maybe those things that aren't are actually keeping you trapped in a cycle that isn't really meant for you. So that when you reframe your mindset, break out of those contradicting beliefs, you find that the world is actually a lot more beautiful, welcoming, and healing place than you originally thought. I will just say, on a personal level, I remember, oh my gosh, I think I shared this before, but I feel like hot right now even saying it because it's just so silly, but I went to NYU. It was my dream school for a year before COVID. And I remember talking to my mom on the couch before I committed to NYU. And we were just kind of talking about my life and what I wanted for it. You know, college makes you ask those questions. And I literally looked into the eyes of my mother and I said, if I don't live in Manhattan, I might as well be dead. Like, I actually said those words. And obviously, I didn't mean I'd rather be dead. In that moment, I was just trying to really passionately explain how it was like living in the city or nothing. Well, right now in this moment, oh my God, how many years later? Oh, damn. That's 5 years later from that moment. I now have the complete opposite perspective of life. And it's almost like if I don't have a farm with a shit ton of farm animals and horses out in the middle of nowhere, then I might as well be, I don't even want to say it because it's not actually how I feel. But my mindset is completely flip-flopped. And that's okay, right? You are allowed to change your mind. And you are allowed to do so without judging those past versions of yourself. I don't judge 18-year-old Danielle for believing that it was Manhattan and the grind and climbing those ladders or nothing. I don't blame her because she led me on a journey that got me to this moment. And I'm so freaking grateful for her and for the choices she made. Yeah, NYU wasn't the place I was supposed to be. The city was actually a terrible place for me and my energy systems. It did not vibe well. And yet everything that I experienced on that journey has led me to being exactly the person I am today and feeling super in line with my mission. So in that moment, my soul was like, yeah, you need to go to Manhattan. You need to experience the things you're going to experience there so that when you come home and come back into yourself, you know. You have so much clarity. So my soul was driving me in that direction of going to the city so that I could be in this moment, not so I could be in the city. So a couple things of that story is still follow your intuition. Even if your intuition is leading you somewhere that's not the end goal, albeit even if you are being led on your self-development journey and it's not the end goal, like maybe you're being led into a deeper introspective part and it feels kind of hard, feeling like you are going backwards, even though you're being led somewhere that's not the end goal, if your end goal in mind is healing, doesn't mean that it's not a critical part of getting to where you need to go. It's that it's not a critical part of clarity because it is. It's exactly where you need to be. You're being led there for a reason. So when you embrace the present and you truly believe this is exactly where I'm meant to be, even if it feels hard or shitty or it looks messy or I don't really see the way out, knowing and trusting that even the hard or the weird things are divinely led and orchestrated so that you can get to that end result, then you don't experience that present messy moment with the same level of suffering as you would if you were resisting it. I remember seeing countless people share their stories on how they became successful or how they found a really cool niche within the field and became an expert in that. And a lot of the time, it's through a period of suffering. It's through that breakdown before the breakthrough. They experienced something, they got themselves out of it, and in turn, it, you know, was illuminated to them that it was their mission to help other people do the same. Kind of like my journey. I healed from extreme anxiety that was just kind of generalized to so many different things. I healed from an eating disorder, and I healed from so many other limiting beliefs and inner wounds through both counseling, therapy, and energy work. And it was through that that I was like, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be doing this for other people. And I'm not, you know, the only one. So many people who have found their purposes have done so through that, you know, I did it first and now I'm going to help other people do it too. That's not the only way to find your purpose. Trust me, that's not even close to the only way. But so many people find their missions and their passions through that way. And so that's another kind of opportunity for evidence here that life is designed to be cyclical so that you can reach the heights of your evolution. Now, this episode is not designed to kind of force you into believing that you need to experience darkness in order to experience light. That is not what I'm saying. Because I do believe that we are moving into a world where we don't need to grow through suffering. And I don't want to instill a belief system that makes you create periods of winter where there didn't need to be periods of winter, if that makes sense. This episode is more so calling you to let go of the old belief system of healing being linear so that it opens up more possibilities for your healing journey so that you no longer resist regressions that could very well be necessary for you. Not saying that they are 100% mandatory to grow, but that oftentimes when you go back or regress, so to speak, just because honestly, I don't think the English language has a really good word for what I'm trying to say. But even though you go through periods of winter or regression, it's always in an upward expanding movement. So it's not to fear those moments, not to resist them, but to instead embrace them as opportunities. However, keep in mind that it is so possible for you to not experience suffering so that you may not even really see it as a regression. You may just see it as an experience, right? The way our mind shapes things and expects things will create them in our reality. So this is not to give you a different paradigm that's limiting, but instead to eliminate an old one and give you the power back to reclaim your experiences and label them in whatever expansive form that you want them to be in. Healing can feel hard. Healing can feel messy. Healing can also feel extremely beautiful and invigorating and exciting. And it's your journey. And it's not meant to look like anybody else's. So think back to where you are in this present moment. What you're healing and moving through in this season. Maybe think about things that you feel like you have fully healed from and think about what that healing journey looked like. Was it linear? Was it not? And ask yourself what it would look like if you allowed yourself to experience the present moments and the present seasons with so much self-compassion and acceptance without judging or labeling it. And how that would support your healing and expansion. That's really the question I want to leave you off on today. Because it's one that I often ask in sessions and they lead to the most epic conversations. I mean, the conversations we have are just cool about the world and their experiences and their perspective of their experiences. So maybe reflect on that question today or let it simmer, write it in a journal. And allow whatever comes to mind, come to mind. And you can also take this one step forward and be like, what belief systems do I have about healing? And write them all down and really look at them and be like, in what ways could these belief systems be limiting or hindering my growth? And how can I start to let those go? I got a question a lot. How do you let them go? Once you realize you have something and you let it go, it's less of doing something and more of like a not doing. Not acting on that. If you find you have a belief system that's limiting, how you let it go is by not giving it energy. And after you don't feed the beast, it'll die, right? So it's less of like, I have to go do something, and more of, what are you going to not do? How are you going to no longer feed those limiting beliefs that a new, more expansive belief can take its place? And that is what was on my heart to share for you today. I hope from the bottom of my soul that it resonates in some way for you and inspires you to go even deeper on your journey in a way that feels really gentle and expansive. As always, thank you so, so much for being here and being a silly little human growing on this planet. It is such a joy to be here with you. And with that said, that concludes today's episode of the Stars Are Calling You podcast. And I cannot wait to talk to you guys soon.